Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White of Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome back to the FemNation podcast, everyone. I am excited, super excited to bring to you today Audrey Kaiser with Enlightened Alchemy, and she is someone I've been jamming with on an accountability group, and I felt very called to what she is doing and how she's showing up in the world. And so I wanted to take a moment and thank you, Audrey, for coming on the podcast, and welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here with you today.
I'm excited you're here. Thank you. So let's start out with the main question we always start with. How did you become an entrepreneur and what did that look like? Was it just kind of this random, oh my goodness, I'm an entrepreneur? Or did you, you know, was it a journey for you?
It was definitely a journey. Since I was a little girl, I always wanted to make a difference in the world. And my dream back then was being a lawyer, fighting for the underdog, you know, wanting to make a difference and make their wrongs right. And I went to law school in Venezuela for a few years before moving to the U.S. But what really brought me into this world of entrepreneurship was my own journey of wanting to heal myself from the inside out. As a little girl, I remember being in my grandma's bedroom when I hear my aunt's voice. And she's in a bad mood, and I know all too well what that means, the physical and emotional abuse, the yelling and screaming. And all of a sudden, I hear the footsteps approaching, and when I look up, she's towering over me. She asked me a question, but she didn't like my answer. And she goes, "Who do you think you are, you stupid little girl?" Mm. And she pulls my head and slaps my face. But this time, I finally fought back. I knew I had to stand up for myself if I wanted the beating to stop. And I'm sure you have experienced some type of pain in your life, pain mm-hmm. from heartbreak, loss, disappointment, failure, or even abuse. And what you and I have in common is that we cope with pain the best way we can with mm-hmm. the tools we have at any given time. And for me, that meant bearing all those painful memories and emotions that eventually led to so much pain. But for you, you might be waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning, worrying about all the things that are causing you stress. For somebody else, it's perhaps eating through food, hoping that the food will ease the pain they're feeling. But eventually this type of pain catches up with you, affecting your health, your relationship, and your business. Mm-hmm. And after me coping with chronic pain for over a decade and trying all these different treatments just to get temporary results, I knew I had to go deeper. I knew I had to address the mental and emotional aspects of myself and not just the physical pain. I didn't want a future where I was taking medication like I was eating candy just to manage my pain.
Right.
So in that moment, I realized the importance of holistic wellness. In that moment, I started to do my inner work, and I believe that physical, mental, and emotional wellness is essential for optimal health, balance, and happiness, not just in your personal life, but also in your professional life as well. So for the past 15 years, I've traveled the world helping thousands of men and women, especially women like you, like everybody listening mm-hmm. right now, that want to improve their health, that want to find more balance, that want to make an impact in their life, yet there's things in their life that are holding them back. Mm-hmm. So during this process, I found that there are four important key elements to happiness, fulfillment, and health in all aspects of our life, whether you're a stay-home mom or an entrepreneur woman or a professional woman. Those key areas are the same. And one of them is the physical health, how you take care of your body. Yes. Number two is that mental wellness, how you perceive the world. Number three is emotional intelligence, how you experience the world. And number four, spiritual connection, how you mm-hmm. feed your soul. And I, during that process, like I said, I was going to go to I went to law school. I was going to become a lawyer, but somehow during the process of seeking to heal myself naturally, that's how I became an entrepreneur woman. I started practicing holistic wellness techniques like yoga, meditation, mindset work, personal work, spiritual work, energy work, mm-hmm. to help me cope with pain. And during that process, I realized that my chronic pain, the chronic pain for over a decade that was very tangible, very real, the root cause was emotional pain of being abused as a child, being told you're not good enough, feeling unworthy, and being bullied. That, and that sin that I buried for so long, it just eventually was a matter of time that started manifesting as some physical, tangible responses. And once I was able to heal myself from the inside out, I began to see how my business started to flourish, how I began to work on my mindset, how the relationships I was experiencing started to improve, how the importance of taking care of myself, especially as a woman entrepreneur or a woman in business, because if I don't take care of my body, mm-hmm. it's going to impact the quality of my finances and my business as well. So that's, in a nutshell, I didn't plan. I was like, I'm going to build this business overnight. It was something that was born from the need to really heal myself from the inside out.
So how has that journey shaped you as a person?
It's been, you know, it helped me tremendously to know, and this is something I want to share with everybody, whether you are a professional woman with a high-end job and high-stress job or starting a new business right now, is know your why. My why was always the same since I was a little girl. I wanted to help people. I just had a vision of how I was going to help people in a different way. I was going to be right. in a courtroom. But once I became in tune with my true why, which was to make an impact, it didn't matter how I was going to make that impact. And for me, went from teaching yoga to leading international retreats and workshops and events around the world, but also going deeper and working with the person as a whole, because how my journey of self-discovery and inner healing helped me shape my business, because one thing didn't, it's not one size fits all. You know, it's not one right. thing I did that helped me. It was a combination of things. So when I work with women, I work with the person as a whole. So it shaped me too in a way that I'm able to make deeper connections, because I understand exactly what many of these women are going through. It shaped me in a way to let go of that things have to be a specific way. You know, I was the queen of looking like I had everything put together. I was like, if you looked at me back then, it's just like, oh, she's confident. She knows what she's doing. She's traveling the world. She has a family. She has all these. But deep inside, I still was falling apart. Still, deep inside, I still felt unworthy, not good enough. I felt broken. Like, I felt like I was something wrong with me. Mm-hmm. So I see now how many of these women today are having the same issue. They're powerhouses in their own right. They're still feeling unworthy and comparing their journey to others. You know, it's like, I'm not successful because I'm not making X amount of money a month or a year, or I'm not successful because I don't have X amount of following, or because my career doesn't look like that person. But once we recognize that success, it's different for everybody. Somebody's definition of success is being the best mom, stay-home mom that she can be. Mm-hmm. For somebody else, it's traveling the world. For somebody else, it's whatever it is. So my journey wasn't always easy, but mm-hmm. it was worth it. I have my painful moments. I have times where I invested money and lost money. There were times where I hired the wrong people. There were times where I hired the right people. And there mm-hmm. were times where I met the amazing people that helped me grow. And I made the investments that helped me grow my business. So one of the things I will say that this journey shaped me is to know my why and to really anchor my why. And two, to know that everything I'm experiencing, whether it's the highs or the lows, they are there for me to get to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's such a key piece of, you know, the journey for all women entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs in general, but speaking directly to women entrepreneurs, being able to do that is so key. Gosh, that's good. So if there was one particular moment in your entrepreneurial journey that really helped pivot you to where you are today, right now, what was that defining moment?
When I started working on my mindset, you know, because when you have suffered some type of trauma, whether it's abuse or heartbreak or a failure or something, whatever that trauma might be, it could be big or small, there are parts of you that starts to doubt yourself, you know, it's like, can I trust myself because I put myself in that situation? Is something wrong with me? I'm not good enough. Especially if you've been told you're not good enough, right? Many women, I don't know why us feel that we have to prove ourselves so much over and over and over and yet still feel like we fall short. So for me, I had to really change the narrative of the story I was telling myself. And it was when one person came to me and told me I wasn't good enough to teach. And I cried and I fell apart, but then I was like, let me show you. And I did my work, not just got the trainings and stuff, but I'm talking about the inner work. I'm talking about doing the work I needed to do to feel worthy, to feel good enough, to realize that it is in my imperfections, it is in my uniqueness, in my differences, in my quirkiness, in my accent, in the way I speak and move. That's where the goal, that's where the jam is. You know, people are not going to come to me because I'm perfect and have it all together. They come to me because they connect to the person who I am. And so that moment, that pivot for me was changing my mindset, working on my mindset. We cannot think positive thoughts and live negative experiences, and vice versa. We cannot be thinking negatively and expect to have unicorns and rainbows all the time. The idea about doing our mindset or our inner work is to help us go through the highs and lows more evenly rather than having a really high high and then really a low, low, low. So it's learning to manage how to encounter stressful and negative situations in more positive ways and seeing the lessons in the obstacles, the lessons in the failures. So I truly believe that once I started working on my belief system, on my mindset, and started to empower myself, everything else started to fall into place. Because many people talk about, oh, I want to grow a business, I want to make X amount of money, or I want to, whatever it is, external goals that they want to achieve. But I'm here to tell you guys that in order to achieve all those external things, you have to do your inner work. Because what happens on the outside is a reflection of what's happening on the inside. Simple as that. You want a successful business, work on your mindset, work on your health, and work on your emotional intelligence, and you'll see how your business grows, your relationships grow, your finances grow, everything grows in a positive way.
Have you ever dealt with imposter syndrome?
Oh my gosh, yes, absolutely. And so many women deal with that too, because we feel that, who am I? That was me. I mean, years ago when I started, when my career started to build and grow, it's like, who am I to go and teach at this festival? Or who am I to go and teach in this place, or offer this coaching session, or lead, whatever it is that might be for you, start my business or change careers, or even charge X amount of money? Because I feel like, for me, it was like, I remember clearly, I would say like, okay, I'm going to give you a fake number. I'm going to charge you $100. Well, no, make it 75. Well, okay, give me 50. I was the one negotiating my price down because I didn't feel I was as good as somebody else.
Yes.
Therefore, my prices couldn't imitate or be similar to whoever, that person. So one of the things in overcoming imposter syndrome is that once you recognize that every single one of us is here with a mission larger than we ever imagined. Once we recognize that, yes, there might be 100 doctors, there might be 1 million teachers, there might be 1 million coaches, there might be 1 million people in the particular profession you want to be in or in the particular business you want to build, but you are the only one that can build the business the way you're going to build it. You're the only one that can teach and share the lessons the way you want to share it. You are the only one that's going through your life experience the way you're living it. So you and I can be in the same field. We can be teaching the same topic, yet because you and I are two different human beings having a human experience, our way of teaching and sharing that experience is going to be very different. Therefore, many people will love the two of us. Mm-hmm. Other people are going to be like, wow, I really connected with White Love in whatever it is that she shared. Or I really connected with Audrey because she did, you know, I can see myself in her. Mm-hmm. Once we realize that we're not in competition with anybody, that there's room for all of us, and that once you're living your truth and following your path and know your why so, so powerfully, that there's no imposter syndrome. There's no way you can be an imposter when you're living your own life, when you're living your life to the fullest, and when you're fulfilling your purpose in life. Nobody else can do it but you, the way you're doing it.
So true. And the listeners can't tell that, you know, we're able to see each other because we video this. But you are so very, very powerful in saying that. And I want you to know that, because as I'm listening to you and watching you and conversing with you, it's very, very powerful, your message and how it comes across. I just want you to know that, because listeners don't get to, I'm certain that the power is coming through in the episode. I have no doubts about that. But I just wanted to add that component that, oh my goodness, you are speaking so, so authentically that, and it's true, because what you're saying is that there is no imposter syndrome. We've labeled something that, you know, gives a title to a reason for us to negate what we can do, what we can accomplish, you know, and it's not a cop-out or a scapegoat. It's not that. It's just that we need to use that word, that term, imposter syndrome, to identify it and then to take action against it, you know, against thinking about it that way.
Absolutely. And the imposter syndrome usually comes from what? From comparing yourself to others, from not feeling good enough. Because if you're like, okay, I want to start this new business, and you're looking around to see who your competitors are, you don't know their journey. You don't know how many times they have fallen or failed in that process. You only see the successful part. So when you don't feel that you're at the same level, then you feel like, who am I? I'm not good enough to do A, B, C, or D. But when you stay in your lane and you're like, you know what? My vision and my why is so important that, yes, I want to look around to see how I can get inspired, but not to compete, not to make me feel less than. Once comparison is a thief of joy. When you start comparing yourself, you're going to go into a deep hole of self-pity and lack of confidence and low self-esteem and all this stuff that there's no need for it. So once you remember once again why you're doing what you're doing, what is that one thing that you cannot wait to get up in the morning and share with the world? What is that one thing you would do for free if you could? You know, what is that one thing that brings so much passion and joy in your life? And once you own that and tap into that, you're no longer an imposter. You're living your truth. You're living your life to your fullest potential.
And there is no competition then at that point.
No.
Because you're doing you. Yes, you're doing you. And so then you don't even have to view it at that. You can see others and, you know, learn tidbits from them, but that they're not your competition. No. And that is so, so hard to overcome in the early stages, but in the entrepreneurial journey, I fully believe that the entrepreneurs that succeed are the ones that are able to overcome that, because you have to.
You have to. I can tell, you know, over 15 years in business, there have been plenty of times when I wanted to quit, where I was like, why? This is like, I'm done. Why am I beating my head against the wall? And every time I felt like I wanted to quit, there was something greater that wouldn't let me quit. You can call it divine intervention. You can call it whatever you want to call it. But it was something greater that was like, no, you're not done yet. I still need you doing your work. I still need you helping these people. And it will come in a way that sometimes somebody will, a random message will come through and say, whatever you said to me a month ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, it really helped me or that very thing that I needed now shows up, you know, comes my way. Or so there are going to be times when absolutely you're going to be tested and you want to quit because the person that says, I just woke up with this idea and it's nice, magical, and I'm making multi-million dollars and I never struggle, they're not telling you the truth. They might have been an overnight success, but they're not talking about the failures that came prior to that.
Right. So, The learning curve.
Correct. So there's always going to be a learning curve. There's going to be always struggles. But if you remember why your mission is so important to you, you're always going to overcome that. And that's why I truly believe that the state of your physical, mental, and emotional health will directly impact your finances, your business, your relationships, your career, and everything else. Because if you are wanting to grow a successful business, but you're only seeing the glass as half empty, you're always going to continue to struggle. If you're always going to see competition around you, if you're always going to be comparing yourself to others, there's always going to be lack. But once you are changing your mindset, once you're taking time for yourself and finding the balance, because this is another thing, I work with many women that they're clear about their passion, they're clear about their purpose, they're successful in their business, yet their health or their relationships are terrible because they work, and they don't take time for themselves. And that's when burnout, that's when fatigue, that's when anger, that's when frustration and all the negativity comes in. That's when the self-doubt and the inner critic comes in with vengeance, you know? But when you take care of yourself, when you do your personal work, your inner work, your spiritual work, then you're able to, your obstacles, you're going to recognize them as much as they may suck in the moment. Then you're going to be like, thank you, because that helped me be here today. Now you see cooperation or inspiration in other women. You find collaboration. So that completely changes. So when you find yourself really struggling with something, find your support system, whether it's your friend, your family, your spouse, your whatever, your mentor, your coach. I truly believe we always need someone that has gone through the journey we're going through, but there's few steps or several steps ahead of us, because they're the ones that are going to help us get through these. You know, if I'm seeking advice from somebody that has never started their own business, they can help me up to extend, but they don't know my experience. Just like giving birth, you cannot ask a guy how to help you through childbirth, right? They have to have experience.
Exactly. So we've been talking, you know, for a while now on all these awesome topics, obviously, but how do you help your clients? How do you help your clients with this?
They all come at different stages. So I work with them, as I mentioned before, I work with them as a whole. So some of them will come to me and say, hey, I'm extremely busy. I have no time for exercise and stuff, but can you help me with, I don't know, improving my health or getting stronger? And that might be how they enter through the door. But once they are in there, I work with the person as a whole. So I help them with establishing self-care routines, changing their belief system, their mindset, helping them release some of the emotional stuff that sometimes they're not even aware that they've been carrying for so long, you know? So that way, once we begin to clear some of these blocks, when we begin to change the narrative of the story, once we implement specific techniques for them, like I have one person in particular I want to tell you about. So this person was suffering from TMJ. And chronic back pain. She's been going from doctor to doctor, taking all the medications that were prescribing her. She was not sleeping at night, and the medications were make things worse. That means she wasn't feeling like herself. So she finally contacted me and said, okay, I need your help. I cannot postpone it anymore. This is what's going on. And within 8 weeks, we just did minor changes gradually. We did some changes to her diet. We started to do some meditation and breathing techniques. I help her with some affirmation work and some energy work I do as well. And little by little, she began to do more things and more things. Within 8 weeks, she was smiling more. Her posture improved. She was no longer having this neck pain and TMJ. She was sleeping a lot better because she had the tools now to manage and cope with the things that were causing her so much pain. And some of the stuff were stuff that she didn't know she was carrying. So as women in business, I believe that we have to work twice as hard to prove our worth. We need to work twice or three times as hard to prove that we're more than our physical appearance, while still managing, you know, taking care of the kids, managing business and appointments and errands and laundry and all these different things. And the last thing we do is take care of ourselves, because then Many of them feel guilty, or they are like, well, let me finish sending this email, especially if you're a solopreneur, you know. So you're doing it all, you're wearing all these hats, and you're not taking care of yourself. But there's a reason why when you're on a plane, they tell you to put your air mask first before helping somebody else, because you cannot give what you don't have. Mm-hmm. So when you take care of yourself, even by implementing few little things that we help, I will help you, like breathing, meditation, or mantra, or even journaling, things that you can do implement on your own right away. Once you start taking care of yourself, you're going to see how that has a ripple effect in everything else in life, even in the relationships you attract, in relationships, not just from friendships, but romantic, if you're looking for somebody, or improving your relationship with your partner, but also the relationship with the business, the people, your clients, the co-workers or partners that you're looking for. Because once you take care of yourself, like I said, it will spread in a positive way in all aspects of your life. So I work with them from the foundation, start with the physical first, because it's the most tangible. They can see results right away. Mm-hmm. But from there, we go at the mental and emotional aspects of themselves so they can really feel whole and more fulfilled with everything they're doing in life.
Gosh, that's so such a well-rounded, you know, kind of a picture of what needs to be done. And I believe that, I believe in general that, with us women stepping into the leadership roles that we have, and leadership by leadership, I don't mean that it has to be, you know, some top executive boardroom. That is a form of leadership, yes, but and that is rightfully for some women out there. But stepping into the leadership that we already own, we just don't own the title of leadership inside of there. I mean, we lead so much. And we do leave ourselves on the back seat and the back burner, but we try to nurture and take care of all of the aspects of everybody out in front of us, but yet we don't with ourselves. I remember there were times where I was just plain exhausted. I just didn't have any more to even think about doing something for myself because I was just so stinking tired. But in my journey as a parent and an entrepreneur at the same time, because we've always had a business while I was raising the kids, I did let myself go for a long time because I needed to, you know, contribute to the household income, or I needed to, you know, make sure that the kids, you know, were able to be a part of whatever we were doing because it was a family business. Or, I mean, there's so many things I needed to do or felt that I was compelled to do that I stuck myself way on the back burner. I didn't even feel like me anymore.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I was just like, that is not me in the mirror. Not because of weight or because of, you know, my haircut or whatever I was doing, or not haircut. It didn't matter what it was. I just felt so deeply disconnected with who I was because I was like, that's not me. And I couldn't even put words around it. So then I'd start avoiding areas. You know, I'd start avoiding, you know, being in pictures, or because I was just like, that's not even me. Gosh, I know who I am. And that doesn't even look like me. Like it doesn't even, that picture doesn't even smile like me. Who is she?
Yeah.
You know, so having gone through that and being deeply disconnected to that, it was a very, very interesting, my late 30s when I started coming around to, earlier, our youngest was born when I was 31, but coming back around to figuring out, you know, who am I? Because this has taken on a life of its own. This definition of who I've become took on a life of its own. And I am that person, but yet that person isn't really even it's not transparently me. You know, I have to go back and figure out who I was. And so that's where it's body, mind, spirit. The whole being is so very important. And the work that you do is extremely important because you have to know who you are. It took probably 6 years for me to work through the layers. It took, you know, 15 to disconnect from myself. But again, I mean, I started that journey when I was only 18, so I really didn't even know myself then. You know, I mean, I still needed that finding process, you know? And so I really felt like I was behind the times and behind the scene after, you know, after I was just like, I can't go down this road anymore. I don't even know who I am. And, you know, thankfully I have a very understanding husband and, you know, very understanding, you know, kids, which, you know, I mean, they just kind of bumbled along with me anyway, so they did. But, you know, even if that was that I needed to step away from something somewhere in order to regain who I was, there's nothing wrong with that either. There's nothing wrong with taking that time and saying, this is my time. If it's an hour, a day, a weekend, if it's something, we have to have that. Because if we do not stay grounded and connected, losing that is like losing the North Pole. We don't even know our bearing anymore. And it's hard to feel lost.
Absolutely. And that happens because, like you said, you know, we put everything else before ourselves. So we live in our heads all the time. We're constantly going from point A to point B to point C without even realizing mm-hmm. what's happening. You know, like how many people probably right now listening can relate to getting in their car and driving to their destination and not realizing how they got there because they're thinking about something else, right? They're very disconnected from their bodies. They're very disconnected from what they're feeling. They're in survival mode. And when you're in survival mode, you're not thinking about personal and spiritual growth. You're thinking about just getting through the day every day. It's almost like Groundhog Day. And mm-hmm. let's get up again and go through the process again and again. And there comes a time where, like you said, you don't recognize yourself anymore. Mm-hmm. And then people are like, they are lost, or some people are so married to their story because this happened to me. Now I can only do this, or because that happened to me, I can only do that, or I can no longer do this. And you and I are blessed to have incredible spouses and children, but there are many women out there that are not as lucky. So right. what happens? They may be concentrating on this part of their business while everything else is falling apart, or they're fully mm-hmm. concentrating on their relationship because it's rocky and now their business is also falling apart.
Yes.
So part of the scenes, because I encounter this all the time, many women come to me like, I want these changes, yet they're not doing the work that needs to happen to make those changes. Or they say, I don't have time. Mm-hmm. And when they say, I don't, just don't have time to take better care of myself. I don't have time to exercise. I don't have time to whatever it is. I always tell them, well, why wait until your doctor tells you there's something really wrong for you mm-hmm. to start thinking about your physical health? Why wait until you have a major life event for you to change the ways of things that you've been doing? You know, why wait until then? And I always tell them about a quote. I'm going to paraphrase because I don't remember exactly sure. right now, from the Dalai Lama, that says that man suppresses him the most because man lives like he's never going to die. So therefore mm-hmm. he's never in the present. He's always thinking about the past or the future. He sacrifices his health in order to make money. And then he sacrifices his money in order to gain health again. Mm. And how many of us out there are sacrificing our physical health, our mental health, our emotional health in order to build their business or make more money or get to the next level mm-hmm. without realizing that if we don't take care of that physical, mental, emotional health, eventually right. the money that we make is going to go to pay to recover the health. And there's no enough amount of money in the world that you can have to recover your health. That time that you could have been investing, I tell people, think about investing in yourself like if you're investing money in the bank. Mm-hmm. If you invest 5 minutes today to breathe, to meditate, to go out for a walk, to connect with yourself, just 5 minutes. We're mm-hmm. not talking about an hour. Those 5 minutes begin to add up if you do it every day. And those 5 minutes of self-care will change your perspective and everything else drastically. So I highly recommend to people, please, really, when you say you don't have time, it's all about priorities. Because you and I have the same 24 hours in That's a right. day. We all have the 7 days a week. It's just recognizing where we're going to schedule our time for our self-care and make it as important as you having a meeting with a CEO of a company or you having a meeting with your team or whatever it is. So whether it's practicing yoga at home or meditation or journaling or having your call with your coach or whatever it is, make sure you schedule the time in because the benefits that you are going to get from doing that work is mm-hmm. going to be priceless, both in life and business. I cannot emphasize it enough.
It's a compounding effect. It builds on itself.
It is.
Yes. Gosh, that is so good, Audrey. So tell me, what is, bringing it back around to your entrepreneurial journey, what does that look like for you moving forward?
Oh my goodness. I have a dream, a recurring dream, where I'm speaking in front of this large audience. And why it's been happening for like 5 years already, that dream. And what people don't realize is that I was very self-conscious. I was telling you this earlier today. Mm-hmm. When I first moved to the US, I encountered racist remarks about being an immigrant and having an accent. So I was so self-conscious, I didn't speak in public to anybody for 3 months. Mm-hmm. We would go to a restaurant and I would tell my husband, order this for me. Like, I wouldn't speak to my in-laws or anybody. So the fact that now, you know, that in 15 years I've traveled worldwide teaching yoga and wellness and mindset and leading retreats and trainings, etc. Now my next chapter is doing more motivational speaking, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. I truly believe my mission has always been to help people, and more in particular, help women. Women that have ever felt, you know, unworthy, not good mm-hmm. enough, that feel like they're all by themselves, they're struggling in silence, they seem to have it all together, yet they feel broken, because mm-hmm. I was one of them. So I want to make sure that they know that they're not alone, that they're worthy, capable, and deserving of having it all. There's mm-hmm. nothing that, if you're successful in business, your personal life is going to go down the toilet. Or if there's not, you're meant right. to have it all. You're meant to live your best life. You just have to get out of your own way. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's that journey of doing more speaking, motivational speaking, and continue to work with powerhouses. I want to continue to empower other women to be the light that inspires others to do the same, to be that candle that lights other candles. So before sure. we know it, we are just a whole bunch of candles shining bright. Yeah. So that's the next thing for me will be to, yeah. Yeah.
That's so big and so inspirational and so needed. So needed. So, So tell everybody, tell the listeners where they can find you. How can they find you and connect with you?
Yes, they can find me on social media. It's Adri or Adri Kaiser. It's A-D-R-I-K-Y-S-E-R, AdriKaiser.com. The same name for Instagram and Facebook. And I would love to offer them a gift, if you don't mind. I want to give them sure. this workbook I designed to help women like you and like me and like everybody listening. It's called From Limited to Limitless. And it's a workbook that helps you become aware of some of the limiting beliefs and stuff that run in the background that prevents you from living your best life. So oftentimes people don't realize these limiting beliefs are thoughts that they're constantly play, right? Like, I'm not good enough. But mm-hmm. if you ask them, do you think you're good enough? Yes, I am. But in the background, they don't feel sure. good enough, right? So with this workbook, they're able to kind of become aware of some of the limiting beliefs and some actionable steps to help them start the healing process. And with that, it comes with a little assessment for a happier, healthier you, so they can answer questions for themselves and figure out where they are in their journey mm-hmm. and what are some of the next steps that they need to take to help them become happier, healthier, and more confident and live a limitless life, you know, a life without limitations.
That's awesome. And thank you. Thank you for the readers being able to tap into that, because I know that this has been powerful enough, you know, just you giving these gold nuggets to be able to also have something that they can take away from it and work on as well. So very generous. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
I'm a believer of implementation. If we may listen to podcasts and events or go to conference and we are inspired and we learn, but if we don't implement what we're learning,
absolutely.
We're lucid, you know, so that's why I wanted to give them something that they can work on now that they're inspired and they're like, okay, I can get to my next step. What can I do to help me get there? Download this book. I'll send you the link, and that way they can download it and just do the work that they need to be doing for themselves.
Awesome. So once we wrap up the call, then I'll get that link and make sure that it's in the show notes so they know where to go for it. Thank you for coming on today. It's been really a very deep conversation and around your entrepreneurial journey and really telling us, you know, who you are and the why you're so passionately, deeply moved, you know, to bring this to the world. So thank you for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been such an honor and pleasure. And I can talk about these all day, every day.
I know. And we will have many more conversations. That I know. All right. Guys, I'm going to wrap it up today with Audrey. And I want you definitely to check out the show notes, because there are just some things that you need to do in your life. And downloading her workbook is going to be one of them, because again, as she said, implementation is extremely important. So you can hear it and you can, you know, it can touch you, your soul, and you can resonate with the words, but actually moving those steps forward and taking that action forward is going to be what changes you at this moment. So enjoy the gift from Audrey, and I look forward to hearing from you guys soon. As always, keep moving forward.
Thanks for listening to the FemNation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.